You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Bechukotai, Tavshinayin Vov. Say the Ramoy Shapiro does it every year, so I'll do it also. Speaking about the Gemara and the end of Maseches Megillah, really negate to what we spoke about the last few weeks, and it fits in a very nice way. The Gemara says that Ezra Tikin Leil Yisrael, Sheyu Koirim, Beklola, Shebateres, Kohanim, Koidim Atzeres, V'Shebish Tatorah, Koidim Rosh Hashanah. The Ezra Bedaket Yisrael, that they should go ahead and read the Klolos of Parshas Bechukotai before Shavuos, and the Klolos before, on Parshas Kisavoy, before Rosh Hashanah. To go on my time, what's the reason? The year should end with the close. How is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah? So the more in Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah he Tetanya Uve Atzeres Al Perosayim. Yeah, Atzeres also Rosh Hashanah, because it says then Shavuos you need doin Al Perosayim, you have the din on the fruits of the ilon. This Gemara seems to be very odd. What is Gemara telling us? Gemara is telling us that Ezra Tikin LeYisrael, they have to read Parshas Bechukotai before Shavuos and Parshas Kisava before Shana. Today's ads over here that we do a 1 week break. That's what we do this year. That, and going back to the question we spoke about a few weeks ago, that's what Chutz, we're not trying to rejoin because the Iker Din is to have Parshas Bechukotai with a 1 week break between Bechukotai and Shavuos. That's what we have. We have Bechukotai this week, and then next week will be a right before Shavuos Bamidbar. And that's what we have in Chutz, and that's all we have to add 1 week. We have no choice. And then in second half of Shana, we have a break. And the Gemara tells us Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah because we have Nidoyim Per Shevei. First of all, how does that explain what is Rosh Hashanah? Nidoyim Per Shevei Ilon. Where's the Rosh Hashanah over here? Second, there's another time Nidoyim. It says Pesach Nidoyim Al Tavua. If you say there's a din because we do din on the fruits of the tree, Pesach you have a din because you're doing on the field the Tavua and the Sadeh. So why don't you do then end of the year? Why didn't it say that's another Rosh Hashanah end of the year? Why the Kishvus? And finally, we say that you do Parshas Bechukotai before Shavuos, Parshas Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah. Why not the opposite? Why not get this order? Bechukotai before Shavuos and Kisavoy before this. Mashal, there's a Shaychas between Bechukotai to Shavuos in particular. What is the Shaychas? So, to understand all that, let's start with the Divrei HaGoyin. The Goyin in Parshas Nitzavim, in Aderes Leo, goes on to say something. He speaks about how Nitzavim fits into the bris, because the Rambam brings, sorry, that there's three bris shnichasu Yisrael. There's three times that there was a covenant written between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. One is in the Parshas Bechukotai, the other one is in the Parshas Kisavoy, and if it's not Parshas Kisavoy, the other Parshas Nitzavim. That's what Rambam brings. Now, this, just as a side note, which will lead us to what we get to, the most of what we have Parshas Bechukotai and Kisavoy is klolos, right? Those are the klolos, punishments. What happens if you do something wrong? And the reason is because as brought down in the Rambam himself as well, you have the brachas and the klolos are not schar v'oinish. Schar mitzvah al malaika. We don't get schar over here. We get schar in the world to come. We don't get punishment here. We get punishment when you know the real punishment. Man, depends how you look at it, a different way. But the whole schar and onish speaking of Parshas Bechukotai and Parshas Kisavoy is the how Kadosh Baruch Hu is helping you to do mitzvahs. If you do the right thing, it will be easier for you to do. If you do the wrong thing, it's taking away from you. So the main thing is the world is a good world for you wherever you are. Kadosh Baruch Hu will remove himself and take away and cause all the bad things to happen and to wire you. That's a riot to the covenant. We have an agreement with Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do your thing. If we don't, you remind us. You remind them, if you don't, it's a much stronger part of the bris. Side note. But you have your two brises. You have one in Parshas Bechukotai and one in Parshas Kisavoy. Says the Goyin that if you look carefully, one in Parshas Bechukotai is written B'loshon Yochid. It says, B'loshon Rabbi, sorry. It says Bechukotai Telechu, V'esvisoyi Tishmoyru. Everything is B'loshon Rabbi. It speaks. If you're not going to go that way, it's all Loshon Rabbim. right? V'im b'zoris los tishmu li, right? V'alachti imochem. It's all with Loshon Rabbi. Parshas Kisavo is all Loshon Yochid. It's all speaking in a singular form. As the Pasuk says, V'im lo yisi shmo elas is called divrater azois. And, it's all Loshon Yochid. So says the Goyen something which usually it seems usually to be the opposite. Goyen is a big chiddush. He says whenever the Torah speaks by Loshon Rabbim, in the plural sense, speaking to each individual in Am Yisrael, it's all the individuals. Loshon Yochid is speaking to Am Yisrael as a whole. When he's speaking Loshon Yochid, he's speaking of all the nation in one big form. Speaking of Loshon Rabbim, you're speaking to many, many, many individuals. And I say, you and you and you and you together are Rabbim. This connects with the Ramban, the Tzibur is really one. But so we're talking as the Am Yisrael, as a Tzibur, as one big nation, then you're speaking in one, Loshon Yochid. You're speaking to each individual, you're saying Loshon Rabbim to include all the different individuals. That's what the Goren says. Okay, what's Pshat? Why do we say in Parshas Kisav, we speak with Loshon to every individual. And when we speak in Parshas Kisav, we speak as one as a whole. Why we chalak that way? So here comes Nigato, we spoke about last few weeks, that we have they'll say in this way. We know that there's basically, in general, two hanhogas in the world. There's two ways our Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivyochol is conducting the world. One is the regular form, which is the day-to-day life in the world. Day-to-day life seems that the world goes on its own. Derech HaTeva. Derech HaTeva. Or like the Ramchal calls it, Anogas HaMishpat. Or the as the Baal Tanya speaks in Shai Yichud Ve'emuno, that is the mask that covers what really is going on. It seems like the world is just going on its own. Oyelom Noshon Halem is brought down the Rishonim. Salama. You're the Gzmuch who's Nelem. We don't see him over here. But then there's the Hanogo, which is considered the Ramchal calls Anogas HaYichud. As what the Ramban tells us it's in the Pasha's case, Pasha's boy, Gzmuch shows us miracles that tell us the Choldvareinu Mikreinu Nisim and Ben Teva Minogashalam. The whole world is an ace. Really, Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, doing everything, praying everything, moving everything. And something Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals it by showing himself in the world. That's the two main Hanhogas that you have. Hanhoga, which is Teva, and Hanhoga, which is Me'evir LaTeva. Hanhoga of nature, and Hanhoga of miracles, and Hanhoga of nace. That's in general how this world X. When we have the two, when we're speaking about the two brises that we have, Am Yisrael, we have the bris of Pasha B'chokoisai, we have the bris of Pasha Kisavoy. So we are speaking about two separate hanhogas that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael. And this connects to what we spoke about 2 weeks ago. Sarah Vayikra speaks, as the Gemara tells us. That's the same Gemara Megillah, the same Daf, almost a little earlier. The Gemara tells us, what's the difference between Parshas Kisavo and Parshas B'chokoisai? Well, the Parshas B'chokoisai, you can't stop in the middle. You can't do Aliyah in the middle. Parshas Kisavo, you could repeat it. We don't do it, but you could do. Why? So the Gemara tells us, what's the difference? My timer, halolu b'loshon rabim amuroi sumusha p'yagvur amor. Parshas B'chokoisai said, loshon rabim. Good. And Moshe said in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halo B'Loshon Yochid Amuris U'Moshe Pi Atzmai Amar. The Pashas Pisavoy is B'Loshon Yochid, and Moshe is saying it in his own name. Moshe is talking. Yakecho Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish you. The whole same advice is that way, like Moshe is talking. The Pashas B'Chokai is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking. So as we wrote down there, Tzadik already speaks about it in length, Pashas, really the Sefer Devarim, when you compare it to the rest of the four Chumashim, is a more Patush Baal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. The representative of us is talking. The Parshas B'chukoisai, the Sefer Vayikra, is not Moshe Rabbeinu talking. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. It's really not representative of us. It's representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. What we spoke 2 weeks ago is the whole Parshas Vayikra starts with the words As we mentioned, also, Vayikra is a Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world and how we can connect to that. Right? That's the whole Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Dvarim is Adirah, with things are Moshe Ben is talking, and then there's not things are not so clear anymore. It's Nuran Hiyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Ben is talking in his own words when things are a little more nister. As the Tzolik says, that's a Torah Shebechtav, that's a Torah Shebaalpeh. That's coming from more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's coming more from us. So when we have these two anhogas, anhoga of the world the way it is on its own, and the anhoga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself and said, I'm here, these are the two halukas. Instead of Vayikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am over here. I'm niggling in front of you. I'm talking to you. Mipi HaGvura Amar. And we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, Mipanim Panim. We have your Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the revelation of Sefer Vayikra. When he's speaking on Parshas B'chol Kol Yisrael, that's already Moshe talking. It's already when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol is hiding. It's like the regal anugas HaTeva. You have a helem, you have a nelem. You don't see him. So that's the different, these are the two different anugas. When we're talking about the klolos when we're speaking about an anuga, the klolos shebe Parshas B'chol Kol Yisrael, of anuga HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being revealed and he's talking to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizgale, then you don't go ahead and differentiate between a tzibur and a yachid. Meaning what? The whole concept of gilur, the difference between tzibur and yachid, is that when we have ha'alama, we don't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a tzibur is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a yachid. As the Lord, it tells us that the difference that says to be tshuva and the rest of the year is the rest of the year, whatever a tzibur davens, so he's nena. A yachid only says Yom Yishabim or Shalom Yom Kippurim, he is treated as a tzibur. A tzibur and tzibur meis, and tzibur, all the bad things that can happen to an individual cannot happen to a yachid. Always the tefillah of a tzibur is nishma, is listened. That's what a tzibur is all about. Meaning, when you are far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what ensures you that you are going to be nano, that you're going to be still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the tzibur. The yechidim don't have it. But that's all in Hanhoga, which is Hanhoga of the Teva. So nature, when things are hidden, we don't see things. So then you say, a yoch is not enough, you need to get to that tzibur. But when you're talking about Hanhoga of Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ponim upon him, speaking about Serev HaYikro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there's no difference between Yochid and Tzibur. You don't need the Tzibur to get, close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Kivyochol klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us, there's no difference between Yochid and Tzibur. When I don't see him, and I'm in Ha'alam and Choshech, the Tzibur still carries the light. But if I'm not in Ha'alam and I'm in Oyer, I don't need the Tzibur. As I even do, if you look at in history, you see that the later generations we went, and specifically between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, that only later we start having tefillas at tzibur that we have today. Shlech tzibur, right? Shatz, you have the tefillah the Chazal gave us. By Yisusha, there's no mentioning of this thing. Each one daven the way he wants to. Because the more revelation, the more gilu you have, the less tzibur that you need. The tzibur is more the kivyachal, the community as a tzibur together is able to capture, connect to Kishbuch even in the darkest times. But when you have a gilu, you don't need it. You don't have it. That's what the Goyen says. Zog the Goyen. Goyen Vilna tells us like this. Parashat B'chol Kol Yisrael is speaking B'loshon Rabbi, meaning to every individual of Am Yisrael. Why? Because I don't need the Tzibur. I was speaking here of a Gil of a Kodesh Bo with Be'atzvoy, B'Gvura. Moishe B'Pi HaGvura Amorin. Kodesh Bo is talking to us. So it doesn't matter. Your Tzibur, your Yoch, Kodesh Bo is here. Everybody can connect. Everybody's part of it. But we're talking to Tzibur when things are hidden. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Am Yisrael as a whole. They had the only communication we had HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a whole, and then the Megoran says, and then he's partially Tzavim. Partially Tzavim, someone says, I can get out of that Am Yisrael, I'll be on my own. Shush, Poyer Reish V'la'anov, Oma Yisbarach V'lov V'lov V'shalom Yeli, I'll be on my own. That you can't do. But when we're talking about Pashas, that's when he gets, he completely is removed from Am Yisrael. Because Pashas B'Kisava is in Sefer Dvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Nistar, you can't see him. That's when you have a tzibur. Because Bog is here talking to us. Then all individuals are equal. They're all together. That's the chul pshat in the goyen. The Pasha B'chukais is mentioned to each individual. Pashenkin Pashas Kisavoy, speaking to Am Yisrael as a whole, there you need to be as a whole. Here you don't need it. So that's a Sidra Dvarim that way. Now, and we're talking. Yeah, that's what it is. Loshon Yochid is speaking to Am Yisrael as a whole. Loshon Yerabim is to every individual. That's what the grant is. Like the opposite of what you think, that's his beside it. So now, comes it like this. Sefer Vayikro is that Sefer where you have Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the Parashat B'chukos saying the Kolosh of Torah's Kehani. And then Sefer Dvarim is when things are Nister, when things are not revealed, and that is, as according to the Goyen, this thing comes over Hegishmak. When you look at the world, and let's assume it first, then we'll go understand it, that we have Shtei Rosh Hashanim. You have two Rosh Hashanahs. You have Rosh Hashanah that starts the world in Tishrei, and you have Rosh Hashanah that starts the world in Shavuos. So from his brain, you see, these are exactly the 2 points. The Rosh Hashanah of the world in a regular Rosh Hashanah, that's when the world begins. Every year the world begins. So we know in Bria Sa'il, and that's how Kosh Boruch spoke, that's how Kosh Boruch created the world. Even then it was, Adam was not so clear. This time when the world is being created, the world is coming again to the new Rosh Hashanah, we don't know that Kosh Boruch is doing it, but we know, Yoshua Kisadin, obviously we believe in that, we come in front of it. But the Hanoga of the world seems to be the Hanoga Regila. Shavuos Mitzad Sheni, what is Shavuos all about? It's Matan Torah. That's why Kosh Boruch came to this our world and revealed himself to us. And he gave Torah, and he called Moshe Rabbeinu to the mountain. And he called, the whole world was silent, was quiet. There was not one word coming out. Everybody was participating in this unbelievable Hanoga that Kosh Boruch was giving Torah to the world. So, if we are looking at different Hanogas, the Hanoga of Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hanoga of Neis, the Hanoga of Me'al Derech HaTeva, the Rosh Hashanah for that is Shavuos. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu came to the world and says, here I am. The Hanoga, which is Derech HaTeva, I mean the year that is being going through Derech HaTeva, that's the Hanoga of Rosh Hashanah, that's the other Hanoga. So, if I have to go, and when we're speaking about these two Rosh Hashanah that we have a Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos, and we have a Rosh Hashanah of regular Rosh Hashanah. We know that the Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos belongs. It's part of the Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The Hanoga of Neis, the Rosh Hashanah, regular Rosh Hashanah is Hanoga Satela. Okay, that's a two chilukim. Now, what is happening in the Shavuos that's considered to be Al Peres Eilat? So according to that, that's also comes very gishmak, very understood. Parashas in the regular Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about the hug of the world. Kedua, Pir Seinu, based on the Rambam, the whole din Rosh Hashanah is are you going to be part? Because Bobo wants to create the world again. Are you going to participate in this creation of the world or not? Atzeres Nidoyim Al Pir Seinu. What's Peiros Eila? We know the Gemara tells us that why do we bring Shtei Alechem in Shavuos? Because in Shavuos they don't have Peiros Eila. What's the Shaykh of Shtei Alechem and Shavuos? What does that have to do with each other? So what it tells us, because it goes like a beauty that says that Ilon Shaacha Lodom Arisha in Chitoisa. Adam HaRishon, when he ate wheat, it was a tree. Now the wheat, which is Iker Machal Adam, as we mentioned last week, the Machal Adam of a human being, turned from being a tree to being a tevua, grows on the ground. What's the significance of this shinui? It grew in a tree, it stopped growing in a tree. What's the point? Why did it change? What's the chiluk between these two things? So Rami Shapiro always mentions, the idea is like this. What's the chilek between pre-ha'ilon, a fruit growing in a tree, and a tvua growing from the ground? The ikar chilek is, tvua that grows from the ground, when you harvest it, there's nothing left. Then the next time you plant it again, something new comes up. There's no shaykhas between the second one and the third one and the fourth one to each other. Peres ha'ilon is you have the branch, you have the source, and the fruits are coming out of it, continue to come out of it. You always recognize the root. The roots never leave. the shayrish, which brings the geza, which brings the actual branch, stays there forever, and then you have fruits that are coming out of it. The fruits that are coming out are always connected to the geza, to the shayrish. That's what it is. Ilan shachal Adam, when Adam arisha before the chait, he was in a level. His connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu was so strong that whenever he was always knowing he was connected. The Meichel Shadam Meichel represents him. His food was always connected to the tree, and the tree was always there. Kiviyochal Kodesh Baruch Hu, the tree is represented by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elon is the matri of Shem Hashem. You have the Elon that represents Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Paris Elon that are coming out of the Elon. And the parasite that's coming out of the Elon is the Adam, the Michael Adam. You always know where it connects to. You always know the parasite is connected to the tree. After Chet Adam Rishon, when he disconnected himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he's living a life where his food is tavua from the ground. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know the source. You don't know. You don't see the shaykhs between the Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what changed in Chet Adam Rishon from before and after. In Shavuos, we're going back to Paris Eilon. Shavuos is the time where Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself in the world. There's a Gilu of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And our whole avodah in Shavuos is to connect to that Gilu and live a life of Torah, live a life that you connect to the Gilu of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Hagas and Nes of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Nidoinim Al, Paris Eilon. The din is on the fruits of the tree. But the main fruits of the tree that we have, as the Gemara tells us, that's where we bring Shtiyah Lechem and Shavuos, is the Chita. And the Chita is a tree, Chita connects to the tree, to present that Adam connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The din in regular Rosh Hashanah is obviously that Noga Soilim. How do you connect that Noga Soilim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is another separate shir? But the din in Shavuos is a din of how a person is living a life, acknowledging and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there every moment. The din of Shavuos is a Peiros HaElyon, the Peiros HaMechuborim LeElyon. That's what it is. It comes out, interesting vort that came out just as a side point, but it comes out very doing according to that. It's interesting. We say that we have Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonus. That's when the trees start. So the emes is that the Neisoscha brings the Lagabe Tu B'Av, and also he mentions Lagabe Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is exactly 40 days before the beginning of the world, according to Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, the Blazer Rabbi Yeshua argue was the world created, and was all the Marisha created. All Aleph Nisan or Aleph Tishrei. So if we go with Aleph Nisan, obviously Elokei Divrei Elohim Chayim, the Rishonim put it together. The day that the world started was Chafhei Adar. 40 days before that is Tu Bishvat. So upon you and Kodesh B'tzias of Lad, you are having the Machshava that comes before. Tu Bishvat is when you start the Elon. Elon is the source. That's when things are starting. You have the source and you want. What's the ultimate Poel Yotze? 4 days before the Nisan, you have the Elon. Then comes Nisan, which is the Chodesh that Am Yisrael calls the Mitzrayim. And they count 50 days from there to get to the Matan Torah, which is the Ikar Gilui of there. And then you get to Paris Elon. So you have one cycle going from Tu Bishvat, which is 40 days Koidim, going through Pesach till Shavuos to get to Paris Elon, the product of the Elon, the product of the Machshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the beginning of the world, to bring out a poel yotze of a fruit. The fruit is how much we are connected to our Kodesh Baruch. So, according to that, all this connects beautifully. So, the Atzeres, the Doim of Paris, Eilon is, in Atzeres, we're discussing here a Gilui of an Hogo Nisar Kodesh Baruch. The Gilui of Kodesh Baruch comes on and says, I am here, present the world, call an Hogo Soilim as a Nes. That's the main Chiddush of Matan Torah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is revealing himself in this world. And Mimele, when we're talking, that's the discussion over here. That's why it's called Paris Elon. The din is how much a Adam is a Priya Elon. He's connected to that Gilui of Kodesh Baruch Hu. How much he lives that life. Mimele, what do we read before this din? We come and read the Parshas B'Chukosai. Parshas B'Chukosai is Priya Gevurah. The Parshas B'Chukosai was the Parshas, the Sefer that Kodesh Baruch Hu is revealing himself. That's what we're discussing here. It all belongs over here. The Gilui of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, which comes in Shavuos, that's Paris Elon, how much we're connected to that. And before that, we're reading the Parsha, which is referring to Gilui of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Then you have another Atchala in the world. You have a Rosh Hashanah of the regular Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is Hanagas Ayim Klolis. It's a different din over there. There is Behest there. This one, there's no revelation. There you read Pashas Kisavoy, which is Moshe Piatza Amorim, is when the things are hidden and you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. These are the two Hanagas. So that comes out according to that. So we asked in the beginning, we said, first of all, what's Shat you don't have din on the Tavua? So we don't just do an every Yom Din Rosh Hashanah. We're doing only the ones which are Nergeah for the Hanagah of the world. Adrabba, the Tavua is Michael Be'ema. It's not really Nergeah to us. We have to Nergeah to what is talking about us. And the reason why it's Mechulik between Parshat V'Chakoyis and Parshat Kisavri is very Meduik, that's exactly the time. This connects so beautifully what we spoke till now. This whole Seder Vayikra is talking about a Gilo Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. So we end that Seder Vayikra right before Shavuos, right before the Gilo Kodesh Baruch Hu coming to the world. And Sefer Dvarim is after the Chait, after we get to the big Nefilo, the fall, now you have to go and get up and to do Tshuva and to do it through that. That's that Noga that we have later that comes to the Tshuva of Yom Kippur. But the Gemara tells us that will end. The Gemara tells us that before we get to these Rosh Hashanah, we go ahead and relay the Parsha of the Klolos, Shetich Leshana V'Kilosel. So the year will end with a Klolos. What does it mean, Tich Leshana V'Kilosel? How do we do that? So Pashtus is that what we're saying is we have a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we mentioned in the beginning. We have a bris. Always when we look at all the tzoras and all the terrible things that are mentioned in these Pashtus, the real Miskayim, the Golias, as the Ramban speaks about, the Golias all had it. What is this doing? Is what we mentioned here a few times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us we have a covenant. We have an agreement. And the agreement is, you are my nation, I am your God, kivyochol. Your tafkid is to do Torah mitzvahs and with that to get to Olam Haba. And I am going to make sure that you're going to fulfill that obligation. If you don't, you will suffer so much and that will bring you to the Olam Haba. Your suffering is in exchange for the mitzvahs. You have Torah mitzvahs, that's how you get to Olam Haba. And not, there's suffering to bring you to Olam Haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the two choices to get to that. And we're going to, because what would say, Tich L'Shan V'Kilo say is, all the bad things that happened this year, all the terrible things that we not fulfill, here is the Kiyum. We're finishing the year, and we finished this year's all obligations and all the with the covenant, all the terms of our agreement. We have to do it, we don't do it, we got the Yisurim, Tich L'Shan V'Kilo say, that's it. Now we're starting a new year. Now we want to start a new covenant. We're going to start a new cycle. But now, this time, we'll do it hopefully right. We don't need the clothes anymore. The clothes belong to last year. This year is a new year of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a new year of getting it together. And according to what we just learned now, based on this going, comes out that Shavuos, the main Hanoga is, how do we live a life connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Hanoga of Nes? That's a Hanoga of learning a life of Torah, where you're living the whole time together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be really zoiche, that you be a tich l'shon v'kol yisrael. I'll start the shana with the brachas.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.